This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that you can stop that one person, the totalitarians, from taking away your freedom, taking away your family, taking away your property, and just taking you away? You know, something to think about, isn't it? Something to think about. What is your level of tolerance for the totalitarians? Totalitarian tolerance should not be shown. It should not be shown. It shouldn't even be, well, you should not even give it a thought. It's called intolerance when it comes to totalitarians, and that's what this radio show is all about. And, you know, we've got a new label for the totalitarians in general, and it's kind of interesting. A lot of these people are like coming out of the closet to make themselves known. And we have lumped them into a new political party here in the United States. That political party is known as, are you ready for this? The Globalist Party. Yeah, this is the third day in a row now. We've been pounding on the table for this, and guess what? It's starting to get some legs because people are going, this kind of makes a lot of sense. The totalitarians are in the Globalist Party. We know that. I mean, all the totalitarian mindset people that we've talked about on this radio show, it's kind of interesting, especially when you come to political figures and leaders in the United States of America. They're all percolating to the top. And it's amazing what the presidential campaign, the nomination of Donald Trump has done. These people are percolating to the top. we're distilling down the totalitarians, and we're getting them out of government. I mean, ultimately, oh, I shouldn't say that. If Donald Trump is elected, you can rest assured that these globalists are not going to be happy. Let's talk about the number one globalist right now, of the globalist party. Now, you might want to debate about this. I know. That's fine. Is President Barack Hussein Obama, followed by Hillary and Bill Clinton, of course. I mean, think about it. They're not Democrats. They're globalists. They don't care about the Democratic Party. It's evident, right? If you are a, well, if you're in a black community right now and all you can think about is drugs, there's no no fathers running around for the young men, young girls that have been propagated in the black community over the, since 1964, do you think that President Barack Hussein Obama gives a whit about you? That's why they're murdering people like crazy in Chicago. They don't care. And what about Planned Parenthood? The number of Americans murdered by Planned Parenthood is in the millions, and most of them have been black. There's something wrong with that picture, ladies and gentlemen. I say murdered, and I use the term Americans. I know everybody wants me to parse it out by racial and ethnic group. I don't do that when it comes to the murder of Americans. In Planned Parenthood, hundreds of thousands of Americans are murdered every year. They have no constitutional rights. Well, according to Planned Parenthood and the left, you would think that the left, like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, they would really be, and a President Barack Hussein Obama, would be champions of preserving Americans' lives. But, you know, see, they're the ones that truly look at, well, black lives and can say, hey, black lives don't matter to me. They're totalitarians, and they're globalists. Now, I say that they're the leaders of the globalist party because their agenda is globalism, destruction of the borders of the United States of America. So now, we've had this huge shakeout in the Republican Party with Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump is really, he's a corporate raider. He has taken over the corporation of the Republican Party. And he wants all these people gone. I mean, we had 50 security consultants yesterday come out with a letter saying that they cannot vote for or support Donald Trump. Now, it's interesting. I love, see, this is the thing. They're distilling themselves out. These guys, of course, have all been part of the last 20 years of all this stuff that has come out from United Nations Agenda 21 with Bill Clinton and George Bush and now Obama. Get it? They're all part of the cabal to begin with. And they're saying they're not going to support Donald Trump, even though they've worked in Republican administrations. Well, GW, come on. He's a globalist as well. The Bush family, are they supporting Donald Trump and the Republican Party? No. See, they're globalists too. So the entire Bush clan, globalist. Except for, I guess, one of the sons of Jeb Bush isn't quite so globalist. George Bush, younger or something like that, he comes out and wants to support Donald Trump, which is, oh my God, we can't put him in there. But the Bush family in general, yes, globalist. Let's go down. George Soros, globalist. Now, you say, well, he's not in America, or is he a citizen, or what's he doing? Well, he's a number of things. I believe he does have a hold American citizenship, so he can go in there. But he is influencing what? With his money. This, with his nonprofits, his non-governmental organizations, he's influencing the American electoral process. We know that. People are proud. What about Ferguson? You know, you got to include people like George Soros. We can go down the list, if you will. Paul Ryan, absolutely. Mitt Romney, absolutely. Let's name out Lindsey Graham. Yep, you got it. John McCain, sure. Susan Collins, Senator, yes, you bet. All in on the global stuff. Have these people been bought off by people like, maybe you might want to look at some of the businesses that are buying these people off, these Republicans in particular. Or how about just looking at Saudi Arabia? There you go. Anyway, we could go on with the list of all those people that are in the globalist party. And you have a lot of them. A lot of them have defected. In other words, the establishment Republicans, plop, there you go. The National Chamber of Commerce, yep, there you go. See, this is where we're going with this whole globalist party. And we're going to continue to identify anybody who's of that globalist nature as somebody who could possibly be influencing the United States election. Oh, let's talk about President Hollande from France just the other day criticizing the United States, Donald Trump, and interfering with the electoral process here in the United States, which is, of course, something you don't do, right? I mean, traditionally you don't, but now you see with President Barack Hussein Obama, Mr. Globalist himself, people are feeling empowered in other nations, and other national leaders, to condemn what goes on in our own elections here. Because why? Well, the president does it. So, you know, they feel I'm empowered. He can do it. I can do it, too. He's a globalist just like me. That's what Hollande probably thinks. So, you see, we think we've got an established party, again, a third party. Now, the interesting thing is these guys have a lot of clout. Oh, Bill Gates, yes, of course, from Apple Computer. Tom Steyer, Meg Whitman. I'm just, you know, oh, Jerry Brown, come on. And just about all the Democrats in the California Assembly and Senate. I mean, we could go on and on and on. But you can see that they're a very powerful force, and they're really pushing hard on Donald Trump. And Donald Trump knows this. He knows this. The media? Oh, the mainstream media. Yep. Mainstream media. You got to lump into that category. All, I mean, let's talk about CBS. Ben Rhodes and David Rhodes. You know, the president of CBS is a guy by the name of David Rhodes, and his brother is Ben Rhodes. And where does Ben Rhodes work? Well, he's one of the national security advisors to President Barack Hussein Obama. And he's the guy who fashioned, well, the talking points for Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. It was all about a video. And, oh, he called David, his brother, at CBS and said, hey, just go with the story, Davey, buddy. Help a brother out. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom non-GMO reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for a as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the survival seed kit at heavensharvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. Heavensharvest.com.
2-1-1-0.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Again, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I'm kind of having to gear up and do some things manually here in the studio because, you know, we got to have this little talk about the National Police Force. Yeah, and then we want to see how it's working. How's that National Police Force working for us today? And, you know, I got a very, very interesting Facebook early in the morning. You know, I got to get up early in the morning to do the show sometimes. And so very early in the morning off Facebook, I got a very, very interesting and compelling picture from one of our people on Facebook. And I don't have it in front of me. I'll get you the credits, whoever set that in. I'm sorry, I just don't have it in front of me. But I took the picture and I put it up on our website. And I said, remember Obama said this about a civilian police force. Now, it's interesting because the picture is a picture of a guy dressed in a Gestapo uniform. Oh, did I say Gestapo? Here we go with the Nazi thing. And, you know, Paul, you're trying to link, you know, President Barack Hussein Obama to the Nazis. Come on, Paul, give it a break. Well, of course I am, because if you take a look at what's going on with the President of the United States, it's like what happened with the Nazis. That's because the Nazis are still here with us through the Muslim Brotherhood, of course. And this is where the president gets all of his directions. Now, how's it working out for our National Police Force? Now, remember the president made these comments back in 2008, and let's see if I can manually do what I'm supposed to be doing here, acting like a professional radio talk show host.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Sounds a little Nazi-esque to me. And I said that back in 2008. I said, who is this guy? And why are we listening to him? Have we forgotten our history of the 1920s and 30s and 40s about the Gestapo? About rounding up the usual suspects? Which is, of course, I use that terminology in the clip from Casablanca. When they're at Rick's Cafe. Remember? Round up the usual suspects. Well, you know, that's what the Gestapo was all about. And how many people had to die in the gas chambers? How many people on this planet died as a result of rounding up the usual suspects by the totalitarians? And here is a president coming up, a candidate in 2008, coming up with that terminology. We need a national police force. We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we've set. This is in 2008. What national security objectives did they set? Did they tell you about the national security objectives that they set? No, they didn't. No, they did not. Now, who is they? Because there is a they. A little knockoff on there's no there. There is a there. There is a they there. And the they there is the United Nations. And all the other totalitarians and globalists, that's them. And why would he make such a statement, which is so Nazi-esque, back in 2008, and say that we have set to achieve the national security set objectives we've set? We got to have a civilian national police force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded. Why? There's only one reason why. That's to round up the usual suspects. And who are they? Well, back in 1992, when George Bush the senior came out with his infamous speech about the one world order, the United Nations has to be the arbitrator of all the rest of the world, that we are going to have to give up our borders. That was back in 1992 as a precursor to what? Well, the signing of Agenda 21, the plan for the 21st century by the United Nations and all the totalitarians who brought that plan together, and was signed by George Bush in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. Oh, you know where the Olympics are happening right now? Cesspool armpit of the world? Yeah, that place. Dictators from all around the world, totalitarians from all around the world came together and produced this document. Fascist. And what plan are they following? Well, they're following the plan and the edicts by, guess who? Adolf Hitler. Working with the Muslim Brotherhood, various religious organizations. Yeah, religious, the largest one in the world with the most influence and money-wise. Yeah, and also Islam. Guess what? They fashioned and they got a candidate, a Manchurian candidate president, President Barack Hussein Obama, in the White House, and look what he has been doing. Muslim Brotherhood works every single second of the day in the White House with this president, a terrorist organization by any stretch of the imagination, founded in part by the Nazis. Adolf Hitler in 1928 joined forces to encourage a guy by the name of Al-Banna in Egypt, the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood. And do I need to remind you that the first place that President Barack Hussein Obama went to speak on foreign territory was Egypt? And who did he insist be there at his speech in the front two rows? Members of the Muslim Brotherhood that were outlawed by Mubarak in Egypt. Ultimately, it led to the downfall of Mubarak. And Morsi, a leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, took over Egypt. And a year later, the Egyptians said, none of this Muslim Brotherhood stuff. We're tired of the killings. We're tired of the rapes. We're tired of all the things that the Muslim Brotherhood and the Al-Qaeda monsters were bringing to Egypt. And they overthrew them, got them out. But this president insists on this. Now, what has happened with this national police force? Now, it's kind of interesting. I'm going to get into the Trump thing, Second Amendment, and all this other stuff here in a little bit. But I want to emphasize that this plan of a national police force is still at work, very much so. And it's evolved over the last 8 years, over a lot of resistance, and a lot of resistance to the point where it's stifled this notion of the national police force. Yet they are, of course, exercising the national police force in action. And we saw a great example of this national police force in action with Lavoie Finicum, the murder of Lavoie Finicum, the ambush murder by this president, Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod, of Lavoie Finicum. Remember the standoff in Oregon? Remember that? Harney County. And the murder of Lavoie Finicum. Did I say the murder? Oh, I left out the word ambush murder of Lavoie Finicum. Well, guess what? They're still at it again. They've rounded up all the usual suspects. The Bundy Ranch incident. They had a hit of 2,000 people out there that they were going to arrest. They were going to round up. Can you imagine that? They got away with some 60 of them. A number of them have been released. But they were rounding up the usual suspects, not just for what was going on in Harney County, which, by the way, people that have been arrested in Harney County have been arrested for no cause. The government just took them in because why? There is a Patriot Act. And all of your civil rights have been taken away from you, and you don't even know it if you are considered to be a domestic terrorist. And remember, it was President Barack Hussein Obama at the very beginning of his presidency that declared that Tea Parties, patriotic organizations, constitutionalists, veterans are considered terrorists by Homeland Security. Don't you remember the famous speech by Janet Napolitano who declared? So all of you Tea Party members out there, you know who you are. I want you to take a look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, this president thinks I'm a terrorist. And he does. A constitutionalist like the Bundys, they terrorists. Yes, they've locked them up. Then they murdered one of them. And they would have murdered more. They just didn't get away with it. Anyway, when we come back, Ryan Bundy almost forcibly well, sent to the hospital to have a bullet as evidence removed from his body. We come back, we're going to be talking about, well, what's going on with this president and the totalitarians out there. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest price, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
2-1-1-0.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about Obama civilian security force that he was talking about back in 2008, and how we cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we've set. Now, who are those we've? Who are they? Who's the they? Well, it's the totalitarians, of course. And now, you know, we have seen this president try to militarize, federalize the police force through training, through education, through grants. And you know what? Our police force now, 8 years later, is saying niet to this, because police are seeing the repercussions of what they wanted to do to the police by all these police shootings. They wanted to create racial animus, to create a race war. That's been the big goal of these totalitarians. It goes back to Trotsky in the United States, to destroy the United States. This has been what one of their main goals has been. It's not working. The police have wised up because they're being murdered and slaughtered by this president. Mass murders in this country have gone through the roof. And we've documented the number of mass murders in this country underneath this president. Now, remember, we have criteria for what is a mass murder. We use the Mother Jones criteria, three or more individuals murdered per event. And so far under this president, there have been 69. By the way, I'm a little asterisk to that data because over this last weekend, we did not update it. We will be updating that figure this weekend because all it takes a while for the agencies to report everything in and get the details and so on. I understand that. At this point, we have 69 mass murders. I want you to go back and look at Ronald Reagan in his 8 years. We're not even done with the terms of what's going on in this president. See, his leadership has brought this about on this country, where people feel comfortable with more violence, and especially towards police. But this is about mass murders, where murders are committed in at least three. Ronald Reagan, in 8 years, had 7 mass murders events. Even George Bush, in 4 years, the senior, had 15. Bill Clinton had 23. George Bush, the younger, had 15, and this president, 69. Hello, do you think that's a little blip in the data? And how many attacks by ISIS inside our borders? And by the way, where's the outrage? We have been attacked by a terrorist organization known as the JVs to this president. But let's look at something a little different. Let's look at something that's closer to home. Let's look at something where we have a constitutionalist, that those constitutionalists that have been locked up, keys thrown away. No charges really are sticking, by the way. The charges are bogus. In fact, under the Patriot Act, these charges can be bogus to begin with, and they are. Now you're saying, well, they overtook the refuge, and they were doing, at the time, there were no wants and warrants at the time in which Lavoie Finicum was murdered, in which they were going to murder and slaughter anybody in a convoy that left that refuge to go up to Grant County. To what? To do what? To preach about what? Wasn't the Bible. It was about the Constitution. And state senators to the federal government said, oh, we can't have this virus being spread. We must stop them. So, well, the federalization took place of the police force. And Lavoie Finicum was murdered. And you can go back and you can check the related stories that we have here on Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, our stories are being used as evidence in the current lawsuit to try and free the Bundys and everybody else that have been locked up and are being punished indiscriminately by the feds. Now we're getting reports that Ryan Bundy was removed from his cell and beat badly by federal agents just recently, just a couple of days ago. And why were they taking him out of his cell? They were taking Ryan Bundy out of his cell to have surgery, to remove a bullet that's embedded in his body. You see, there was another person who was wounded. It wasn't just that the only person taking shots that day was Lavoie Finicum. It was Ryan Bundy. He was wounded as well. And he has a bullet lodged in him. And in fact, if you go back and you take a look at some of the videos we have on Agenda 21 Radio, you can actually see the point at which Bundy is wounded inside the cabin of the car. Well, guess what? The feds want that bullet. Bundy won't give it to him. So what did they do? They attempted the other day before yesterday, to remove the bullet from Ryan Bundy by taking him to a hospital in Oregon. So it was supposedly the University of Oregon's hospital, and removing it forcefully without his consent or without even telling his attorneys. You see, this is the way they roll. The attorneys were not even told about anything. You have no legal representation with President Obama, by the way, if that's the way they want it. Now, we got to remember something. As we discovered in our stories about Lavoie Finicum and what was going on there, we were covering this wall to wall. We did a very, very good job, Red Smith and so many other people that were involved that in the stories that we helped to bring out there. But the information that we have today plays right into the notion that it was being controlled, all orchestrated, this whole ambush to stop the virus of the Constitution being spread to the people in Oregon, who, by the way, that's the real reason this ambush took place. It wasn't so much that they were taking over the refuge. They weren't even on the refuge property. It wasn't because they were being stopped by a traffic violation, I can guarantee you that. In fact, there's no indication they broke any traffic laws as they were traveling up Highway 395. No, they were stopped because of an idea that they were spreading, and it's called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's what was going on, and it was being orchestrated from, as we discovered, through memos, through emails, all those emails, those evidence mails that we got from Kate Brown, the governor, and her aide, and Valerie Jarrett in the White House, are pretty conclusive bits of information that this whole assassination, everything in Harney County, Uranium One, Clinton Foundation, Get My Drift, Thorium, Bill Gates, Terra Power, all of this was being orchestrated to murder everybody in that refuge by the government, the federal government, through Valerie Jarrett, David Axelrod, through National Command Authority in the White House. Yeah, we know about National Command Authority because we got the memos. We looked at all the police reports. We looked at the conclusive evidence, very interesting evidence. By the way, I think it was the Deschutes County Sheriff did an investigation, and we got all the testimony. And by the way, we got the complete, unedited, unredacted version of the testimony now. We know what's going on. And yes, there are officers that were there that day who are so upset that they've turned against the government. And what did they reveal in this report? And you can see it on Agenda 21 Radio. You can read the report. They revealed National Command Authority was in charge. They were calling the shots. They were the ones who brought up the drone. They were the ones who retasked satellites so that drone and everything else and everything about what was going on there in Harney County could be detected. And where did the drone come from? Well, the Central Intelligence Agency, of course. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, price. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. LVMed is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit. And it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
2-1-1-0.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so let's kind of go through what happened. Gavin Syme, who you've probably heard about or have maybe not have heard about, he's an activist and he's been covering now. He's sort of picked up some of the slack on the media, the news stream media. And he is quite the news stream mediaite. He's got a lot of Facebooks, a lot of YouTubes and so on, where he has been documenting this Bundy saga now for quite some time. And I guess he sort of picked up the spirit of Pete Santelli. You know, I'm not real fond of Pete Santelli in his style. I think he's quite a heroic figure in what's been going on, though. And I do have to say that. And he needs to be freed and freed immediately. I support that has to happen. He's a journalist. He's being held against his will. This is a result of what has been going on, of course, naturally with the National Command Authority. But Angie Ryan was on with Gavin Syme, and this is what she had to say.
Well, he's coming out with a written statement, and it will be way more accurate because I've been frantic all day. He did read it to me, and I will give you kind of the basics. He was woke up at 5:30. He was told he had court. So he said, I'm not on the docket. I didn't know about court. So he said, well, you go find out what it's about. It was a woman deputy. So she said, sure. So she came back, or a male came back, and Ryan's got his name on the affidavit. So he asked about, well, what's this court about? You just need to come with me, kind of a thing. And so he's like, I want to put it out there right now. I did not resist arrest. All I did was inquire. Because last week I met with, you know, government attorneys. They're wanting to do surgery. I'm resisting that for obvious reasons. I at least want some of my demands met before they do that. And this was all hush-hush, secret, you know, first thing in the morning. It looked suspicious, and so I was just asking. They went downstairs to ask. In the meantime, he went back upstairs to visit with Ammon for just a second, and he's like, on the way back down the stairs, the sheriff's deputy took me by the nape of the neck and tried to throw me down the staircase. And he's like, I grabbed onto the railings, and he goes, by when all was said and done, I had three guys just beating me up. He goes, he's like, I was going with them, I was complying. He's like, I kept saying I'm coming, like there was no reason for all of the assault, but for whatever reason they felt the need to assault him. He made it clear that he goes, this was about the bullet. That's what the whole thing was about. He goes, I don't know what they were wanting to do, if they were wanting to just whisk me into surgery or what. But he's like, I'm not complying. And so now they beat him up, and so now he's in solitary confinement.
So he's being punished now in solitary, where he can't call his family, he can't do his case
properly.
Right,
I mean, his case is
because they beat him up.
Right, right. So it makes a lot of sense.
So the bullet is, they did not take the bullet out then, just to confirm
that. No, he's not going along with that.
Right, because we need that evidence.
Right, and so I think that's part of the problem. He's not just complying and letting that happen. He's not against the idea. He just wants the evidence to be fair. I mean, we've caught them lying over how many issues. We can't just trust him you can just take this bullet out of my arm and put me out. Oh, the bullet. Well, there wasn't a bullet in there. I mean, who knows what they're going to say?
Right.
I mean, I'm just speculating. But
Do you know if he was ever taken out of the jail, or once they beat him up, did they just decide, well, we're not going to? So it sounds like to me either his protest and maybe a combination of all the calls that started this morning, they said, well, we're not going to do whatever we were going to do.
Sat
and
at
so
the,
then,
yeah, I
then
think
they
he
put
sat,
him in solitary.
Yeah, he sat with the court marshals, from what I understand. And he said the marshals were not rough with me. It wasn't the marshals. It was the sheriff's department. But he said I sat with them. I think that he sat with them in the Justice Center all day because there was supposedly court.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, let me make some sense, and this is Angie Bundy, who is Ryan's wife with Gavin Seam. And let me put some things in perspective for you. There's two things that happened as evidence here for our purposes. One, they want the bullet that was fired by the FBI that wounded not only Ryan Bundy, but fragments wounded Lavoie Finicum on the left side of Lavoie Finicum's body, like the lower hip, you know, where he was reaching for, because he had a wound there and it was burning. You see how important those bullet fragments are. You see, they have not mentioned in the autopsy report that wound, but it's been evident because the people we've talked to, and I'm not going to give you the sources, said he was wounded. We're talking about Lavoie Finicum in the lower left hip. That would have explained for him to reach down in the position. He didn't have a gun on him, ladies and gentlemen. We know that. We know what was happening around the body. We can actually watch it on the video of the, you know, the drone up there. The other part is this. And this is what we have known for a long time, is that they don't want publicity about this. And all of a sudden, through Gavin and through his wife, Ryan Bundy's wife, people just started slamming the police force down there and with calls. A lot of publicity and attention was going down their way. And the White House does not want that. They don't want you to know how badly they are violating the civil rights of the Bundys and everybody else that have been locked up as usual suspects by the totalitarian. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600. Users are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
2-1-1-0.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, a lot of props to Gavin Seam for getting this story out, getting the attention brought to Bear there in Oregon by the people that have been illegally arrested and held against their will. Complete violation of the Constitution. Yet you don't see Department of Justice, or of course not, they're all in on it, trying to do something about it and protect the civil rights, the constitutional rights of the Bundys and everybody else who have been locked up, who have been shot at, one of them murdered by the federal government. This is not Ruby Ridge. This is not Waco. This is your time, ladies and gentlemen, in which you're witnessing complete breakdown of constitutional law by this president, a totalitarian tyrant, and his minions that are out there. One of them's running for president. Well, both of them, I guess, are running for president. Bill and Hillary. Can't separate the two of those totalitarians now, can you? Those are the two totalitarians that are joined at the hip, or something like that. Of course, Bill, he's joined at other hips with other totalitarians as well. Anyway, I'm going to leave that one alone. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. You can feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, like I always say at this point in time, ladies and gentlemen, you are exceptional Americans. We all are in the United States of America. Stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. You call 1-800-558-7222. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.